Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Once again, we're on a roll here, and it was just a tremendous Friday. Now, I'm going to play Chuck Todd first here, Dan, just in a second. Cut nine. Then we'll get to Chris Coons. President Trump, if he just channels this, and I think all the signs are that he will, if he just channels the happy warrior, we can have be fun at it. You can be mocking a bit, but not the 2020 stuff, not the grievance. So I read over the weekend this guy who writes, a bit conservative, I know it's hard to believe, for the New York Times, is friendly with J.D. Whoa. Vance. I am so impressed with the Vance. I have to put it up on my Twitter. The Vance answers to questions about January 6th, about the election of 2020. The election of 2020, he says what I said. Let's stop talking. Pretty much he said goofball Rudy Giuliani. He did say Jenna Ellis, and he established goofball. And the Kraken woman, another goofball. Stop with that stuff. But there were real problems. He identified Pennsylvania. He identified all the things that we did. Have Republicans position themselves in order to stop the lion's share of this time around? Well, you're going to hear Bruce Castor at 12:30. Major lawsuit about Pennsylvania election law and what happened in 2020 and ongoing. That is not pie in the sky, that is data-driven. And it's the template on a number of these things. So if you're still in the camp that just wants to give up if things don't go your way, they're just going to cheat, they're going to win, don't call me. Call somebody else. Just don't bother my life with that. You're a loser. That's not what this is about. It's about winning on two fronts. And we are, and we're going to. That doesn't mean they're going to roll over. I mean, this battle over the next 72 hours of the expectations of Joe Biden, it's hard to resist because it's so pathetic. Then if he shows up, now there's a new line of attack on this. Jim Acosta, of course, surfaces, and he says Republicans touting this line that Biden's going to be jacked up. It's the new birtherism.
Oh, come
this
on.
This is back. Look, Obama's the really? One that played the birtherism thing. Obama is the one that wouldn't clarify it for quite a while. Masterfully, you know, he led people on with this whole thing. And he made President Trump with it, though. That put Trump in the political sphere for the next time around. But it's the new birtherism that's jacked up. And Dan, you were busy, but I don't know if you saw me. When Mike Donahue, who's a former judge, head of the Republicans in Cape May County, sober lawyer leading the charge against the killing of the Jersey Shore and the whales, said, yeah. And I said to him, are you joking? Yeah, he thought he's going to be jacked up somehow or another. So do I. Is that the new birtherism? You mean to say we're supposed to believe Biden's just going to have an extra cup of coffee? You saw him at the State of the Union. That was different. Even if it's rambling, ranting, and screaming, it's better than freezing up, walking off stage, going in the middle of the curtains, and doing God knows what else. Of course they're going to have him pumped up. Now, guessing exactly what it is, and Donahue made the point, a couple of years from now, Bob Woodward or one of these guys, oh, they'll decide to write it then. And they'll tell us, well, in the debate prep, here's what they were doing with Biden. Do we know it for certain? No, but it's a good guess. Now we're in the game, though, of trying to not let him get away with it. If he's able to show up, yell stuff for a while, the best insight I've seen, and I'm sticking with this, I like Sean Spicer on Twitter over the weekend. Spicer saying, President Trump ought to say, I relinquish my time, Jake, on this question. And Joe, I just have one question, and you can use my time to answer. How about naming all of your cabinet members for us? I love that question. How many cabinet members do you think Biden would be able to name? If he starts naming dead people, that would be a bonus. And we could have a little scoreboard underneath on Fox.
That's a great question.
I think you ought to be able to name. I'm setting the bar low. I'll set the over and under. I'm not sure officially cabinet members. We have too many outfits. It's got to be double figures that are actual defense, commerce. There might be 15. I hope there's not 18 that are officially designated cabinet members. Could Biden get to 7 or 8 before something wild goes off and he starts saying something? They're going, oh, man, what would Biden do? Would Dana Bash jump into the ring? Can you see her coming from behind? Excuse me, Jake, and just dive right in there blocking those questions. Candy Crowley did it with Obama and Mitt Romney. She jumped into the ring during the end of that debate on a question about Russia and tried to be a fact checker and also a moderator. I thought she was physically going to jump in between the two of them. All right, here is Chuck Todd, though, talking about how Trump is proceeding. And this is important. If he does this during the debate, it's going to be a much better outcome. Here's Chuck Todd.
When Trump's losing, the worst version of Trump shows up. And when Trump's winning, or he thinks he's ahead, he's actually a different person, a different candidate. I mean, just, I think Vaughn could probably speak to this now, the Donald Trump in Detroit and those events he did. He was oddly loose. He was trying to be funny and all of this, where from about 2017 to 2022, we had, and even 2023 through the primaries, it's been nothing but angry grievance Trump, right? Angry, angry, angry. It's interesting if he sort of drops the grievance, he could end up looking more like that 2016 candidate. Maybe. Where he's the outside disruptor.
Exactly, and that's what he's exhibiting. I don't care what his mentality is, what makes him have to get to that point. When he does that, like here in Philadelphia, it's much better. It's a winner. It is definitively a winner. Now, here is the issue, and we know how they're going to try to blunt it. In Houston today, we see the arraignment of one of these people here illegally, who's alleged to have raped another, along with another guy here illegally, a 12-year-old, murdered her and dumped her in a creek in Houston. And I don't care who you are, where you are, you don't want to answer this question, Chris Coons. If they weren't in this country illegally, that wouldn't have happened. They want to dance it. The first thing is, well, the Republicans won't let us stop them from coming into the country. But the real line of attack is, well, you'll hear it in this clip I'll play you with Shannon Bream. They start about, well, you're not saying everybody that comes here is wanting to commit crimes and whatever. No, but I would say a significant number are, and even if it's one, that little girl would be alive today, except for letting these alleged animals into the country. Any number of people would be alive today except for violence from people that are here illegally. How can you rationally deny that? We have enough of our own criminals, but it's incomprehensible to deny that we're letting people into the country knowingly that are going to commit crimes like murdering and raping a 12-year-old. Here's Chris Coons. And he actually says to Shannon Breen, what's the question there, Shannon? You know, buddy, exactly what the question is. Here's how it sounded.
It still would have allowed thousands of people into this country, whether they showed up and were just let in because of detention issues, which, you know, we know there are empty ICE beds. We know that there are problems with funding, but also the CBP One app would have allowed a lot of these folks in. So when we talk about these recent crimes, and gosh, we've had a list, they are tragic. Nobody wants them to happen. But correct, that legislation would not have stopped those people from coming into this country.
You can't assume that every person seeking asylum in this country is going to commit a crime, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Correct. It only matters that it's one. I mean, when it's an American life.
What's your question, Shannon?
Well, the question is, and we know the vast majority of people coming here are simply seeking a better life or asylum from a dangerous situation at home. But because the situation has become so porous at the border, it does allow for bad actors. And whether it's 5 or 10 or 15, these are American lives that have been devastated because of them being able to manipulate and leverage the system as it now exists.
I agree. Shannon, we need to get control of our border. And I hope folks will pay attention to what the former president has said and done on law enforcement. He called for defunding the FBI. It's the FBI that is enforcing federal laws and is helping
let's do it.
Make our country safer. We also have seen a significant drop in crime under President Biden, who has invested in law enforcement nationally. The American Rescue Plan funded federal, state, and local law enforcement at record levels. Shannon, as folks look about who's better positioned to keep us safe going forward, I hope folks won't overlook that former President Trump incited a riot at the Capitol on January 6th, where law enforcement officers who protect all of us in the Capitol every day were assaulted, and he is a convicted felon. I think that stands in sharp contrast to President Biden's defense of the rule of law and the agenda he's putting forward to strengthen our law enforcement and our border security.
Nobody got raped and killed there, buddy, that I'm looking at in the hush money or anything else. They don't like that question. We know why they don't like that question, because there is no answer to it. If these people were prevented from getting into the country, that little girl would have been not raped and dead. That mom in the news, and another one with two guys, they would be alive. They would be here, and countless others. They can't answer that question. I was hoping Shannon Breen would have stopped somewhere between that litany of well-rehearsed. I don't think Biden can rehearse it, can spew all that out. Mr. Religious, too, Chris Coons. What church is that that allows little girls to be raped because you have an agenda of letting people into this country? And it's not an insignificant number. It is a significant number we're rolling the dice with that are out of control. Just like the same thing we have here in Philadelphia with this guy had shot the cop in the neck over the weekend. I believe a lot of this is due to the driving equity bill. These guys are going wild. And then if they do get stopped, apparently they were going to tow the car. They respond in this manner like, what the heck is happening here? You know, the expectation should be you can't be driving around with automatic weapons, semi-automatic, whatever they were. We'll play you Larry Krasner on this, who was allowed to be at the hospital. Big mistake. Should not be allowed at the hospital for the cop. No.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
No way. He is as anti-cop as anybody alive. That's what he was elected on. What was his mob saying the night that he was elected? Blank the police, blank the police, blank the police. That was the celebration the first time. He doesn't belong there with a cop who is critically wounded. I don't support that. I don't support that the FOP allowed it. They probably had veto over it. I don't support it. I don't care if it's the FOP. It wouldn't have happened with the FOP before. Got to call him as you see him here. People ought to examine that. Larry Krasner should not be at the hospital when a cop is shot. The number, drum roll, if you please. How many more Democrats than Republicans registered in Bucks County? Well, last week it was 720. Now it is only 537. 537 is your lucky number today. So again, we're dealing with close to 200. 183. At that rate of 537, let's see, it's July 1st, 8th. On July 15th, hopefully, we'll be able to announce that Bucks County is red. If not July 15th, I'd say by July 22nd. Now, what's the significance in that? Well, you've been in on the game. You get it each week. We tell you about this. The significance is this is the ultimate swing county. It gives people a sense of what's happening out in the suburbs. In fact, the Associated Press did a big piece today about women in the suburbs, suburban Philadelphia. And they, do I have it right here? Was it nationwide? I think it was... 30 miles from Philadelphia, they go to Doylestown, et cetera, and they're seeing that by the Associated Press, which certainly leans very left, more and more women are on the fence rather than definitively being against President Trump that time. They say in dozens of interviews this month in Pennsylvania's Bucks County, there was little evidence that traditional Republicans were ready to abandon Trump, the GOP nominee, in significant numbers. I feel like I have to vote for the policies, not the person, said Linda Tao, 62-year-old interior designer. She criticized Trump's rhetorical style. It's like he doesn't have the words to speak directly to women, but still supported him and wanted to see him be reelected. I'm looking here, the number. A recent survey of women voters by this national group found that about 6 in 10 suburban women are unsatisfied with their options for president. About half of those identify as Democrats or lean toward the Democrat Party. They say that suburban women were generally much more likelier to say that Biden respects women, but doesn't mean they're going to vote for him this time around. And they talk about, and again, I know it's maddening. You see the breakthrough that Trump has had. Even though we're back to quibbling, Chris Brennan, who used to write for the Daily News, Dan, the clout column, he's now at USA Today. He's got all kinds of schemas and drawings of the Leah Chorus Center saying, look at this. They only had about 5,000 people there. Look, I didn't want to say fully. I'm shocked they had 5,000 people. I mean, look at where people have to go. They have to go to the heart of North Philly. And we have people asking, is it safe? And the answer is no, it's not safe. Are you crazy?
I knew a couple people, too, who also went, stood in the queue for a bit, realized how odd it was, thought there's no way I'm going to wait this, and just turned around
and
left.
Yeah. So I thought it was a good crowd, everything considered, and it made impact. It made the point that Trump is courting and coming for every vote. Now, one of the reasons it's not safe, here is Larry Krasner from the press conference today talking about this police officer that was shot. Dan and I would joke about it, but it's real. Did you notice where, Dan? F Street. Any of those alphabet streets.
Yeah,
every single one of them is an issue, is a problem there. General Kensington area. And as we understand it from Steve Keeley, they pull over the car, they see a holster, and they're ready to tow the car because of other violations. Here's where the driving equity comes in. How many times were these guys just driving around with dangerous weapons, doing whatever the hell they wanted? Because in Philadelphia, under driving equity, we don't do anything about it. Now, the police commissioner is scheduled to be with us on Thursday. Dan, do we have a time on that? We think it's
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. For the full hour, we don't know.
Looks like it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So come ready with your questions. This guy has really made an impact, I think. But we saw reports over the weekend of the dirtbag bike riders harassing people big time. Russo Park, you have a report from a source just going in and tearing it up. The police are more aggressive. They're going to have a showdown with these people, though. I mean, an outright showdown. And they're going to have to be put down. They're rabid. They just believe they're going to continue to do this nonsense. All right, here's Krasner, though, at the news conference today.
First of all, I want you to know we got the A-team here. We fully intend to very vigorously prosecute this case. We are already looking at a very solid, very capable, very well-done investigation that will only be stronger as some of the forensics come back. I want everyone to understand that what this family has gone through is unspeakable. It is unacceptable that we cannot have this in this city for this family. We cannot have it for law enforcement officers in general. We cannot have this happening in our communities. And my office intends to do everything we can to support this victim, this victim's family, this victim's fellow officers, law enforcement in general, and the community.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Affected.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I have seen the video compilation. I was with the mayor, with the police commissioner, with other police and law enforcement personnel at the Temple Hospital Saturday night. My team was up there this morning having very direct communication.
All right, that's enough. And, well, Dom, come on. Now, when a person's doing that, we're called upon the Christian thing to do. No, no, no. I'm not buying this guy a little bit. He and the mob that still support him hate the police. His whole career has been built on that. So that's good. That got you elected. But you don't get to come around, be tearful here during this when your policies, along with that clown on city council, the driving equity bill, helped to provoke this stuff. You just don't get to do it. I'm not the bad guy here. The bad guys are somebody enabling Krasner. He's already seeing that he's got to weasel a bit here the next election. That's my read on this. Given that you saw who was elected, it wasn't Helen Gim, it was Sherelle Parker. And that the city of Philadelphia is tired of this. Now, I still think he's got the mob on his side. He'll get the ministers out there, grant money and everything else. But I think he's trying to take some of the heat off. He's responsible for the lion's share of this. Every one of these progressive prosecutors up and down the line, they know exactly what they're doing. He's a causal element. As soon as we see the priors and the people involved, are they here legally? You know, just the usual litany of things. All right, 855-839-1210. You got a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. Great attorney, former DA out in Montgomery County. Bruce Castor is next. He was the president's lawyer in the second impeachment. He's got a lawsuit going that is very interesting, making news here in Pennsylvania. And if it succeeds, it will help to chill some of the baser instincts of the Democrat Party, not all of them. Just wanted you to see, it's not just about mail-in balloting. It is about election integrity. Bruce Castor is the lawyer for the petitioners, the Missouri-based United Sovereign Americans, alongside a trio of Chester County and Delaware County voters alleged that Pennsylvania failed to meet federal election standards in 2022, and those mistakes could be repeated in the upcoming cycle. You've heard a lot about Delaware County, principally Delaware County. Folks out there, there's been a lot over the last two election cycles. Let's go to Bruce Castor. Hey, Bruce, welcome in. Thanks so much. And thanks for being part of something even bigger than normal.
Well, it's nice of you to have me on the program, Dom. I always enjoy it.
Well, Bruce, tell me, is this the idea these are error-based? You're allowed a certain amount of errors, and Pennsylvania's been making more than its fair share?
Yeah, that's a pretty good shorthand of it. I mean, one of the things that got my attention during the months after the 2020 election was all of this conversation about, well, if all of the votes in such and such a state went to one candidate or the other that are in dispute, it still wouldn't change the outcome in that state. So why are we paying any attention to this? And you remember that when I did the impeachment, I stayed away from the notion that the election was stolen because I didn't think we needed that to win. And I thought it was controversial to the point where we could actually lose if we raised that point. And the idea was to win and make sure that President Trump was not removed from consideration the next time. So we stayed away from that. But it always bothered me that there seemed to be this notion that we're willing to tolerate a certain number of mistakes in the balloting up to the point where it would change the outcome of the election. That seems to be the standard that the media was setting. And I got to thinking, well, you know, if I go and buy a fancy Swiss wristwatch and it loses or gains a couple seconds a day, I think it's a marvel of engineering. But if it loses 5 minutes a day, I send it back because it's no longer reliable.
Exactly.
And my point is, you know, what number of inaccuracies or errors in the tabulation process or the voting process or the balloting process is permissible before you begin to wonder, is this election something producing results that we can rely on? So that had been simmering in the back of my head when a person from the United Sovereign Americans called me and said, could you read this treatise on an issue about the election? And I thought it was going to be the election was stolen. So I was very reluctant to spend a lot of my time on it. But when I read it, it was all about this. How many errors are you allowed to have before the election is called into question? And it turns out that Congress did answer that question in a law from 2002 called Help America Vote Act. And it was very confusing because Congress said you could have one in 10 million ballot voter errors. Well, I don't know what a ballot voter error is, but one in 10 million seems like an awfully small percentage.
Sure.
But it turns out that what they meant was every one of those little circles you color in is a ballot vote. So one actual ballot might have 30 little circles in it.
Okay.
It's the number of circles. So the Federal Election Commission calculated that 125 ballots equals 10 million ballot positions, 10 million little circles. So the Federal Election Commission deduced from that Congress meant that you could have one error out of every 125,000 votes cast. So all you have to do is take the number of votes cast, divide it by 125,000, and you come up with a number of voter errors that are allowed before the election is unreliable. Well, you do that in Pennsylvania, and it comes up with an astronomical number, like hundreds or thousands of them. And that really got me to wondering, well, if that's what happened in 2022, what have we done to make that better in 2024? I'm not saying that there are people sitting in Congress that didn't get more votes than the person they beat, but we don't know the answer to that. We actually just don't know.
Right. And Bruce, if we really want to restore, here's why I like that. I know your background, it's impeccable. You really want to restore certainty in elections, or as certain as we can be, then you can't go around saying, oh, it wouldn't have mattered, you would have lost anyhow. If you have that attitude, then we're never going to come to terms with we want certitude in elections.
Right. You have to have confidence. You know, I have a classic car. My wife refuses to ride in it. Why? Because every time she's in it, it seems to break down someplace far from home. You know, and now the truth of the matter is it only breaks down every now and again, but somehow it knows when she's in it.
Yeah.
So in her mind, that car is not reliable. And that's what we are faced with here in Pennsylvania. So the United Sovereign Americans asked me to write this lawsuit and use it as a template for other states. And I've been contacted by other states already who are looking at this issue. And I read your producer sent me an article that was in WHYY. And I read it and I saw where the election officials are saying that these are debunked and that we did our own calculations. So that's nonsense. I mean, I got the total number of votes cast from the Department of State and the 125,000 I got from the Federal Election Commission. And I do know how to use a calculator and divide 125,000 into 5 point some million votes and come up with the number of errors you're allowed to have. I mean, this isn't rocket science. And I just couldn't believe that nobody seemed to ask the obvious question was, wait a minute, okay, maybe it wouldn't have changed the election, but aren't you concerned that there's all these potential errors out there and we don't know why and we're doing nothing to fix them? Like, Dom, here's a perfect example. There were more than 9,100 votes cast, more than ballots cast in the 2022 election in Pennsylvania, 9,100 plus. So that means there are 9,100 more votes counted than there were ballots submitted. Well, you know that isn't right.
Yeah,
you don't even have to think about that.
And people are not concerned to get to the bottom of why.
Evidently not. And that's what I'm asking the federal judge to do. I'm asking the federal judge to look at this and say this is not that complicated. Are the numbers that Bruce says, are these true? And if they are true, or some of them are deductions that are reasonable, what are you doing about to fix this so that it doesn't happen when we actually really care about the outcome in a presidential election? Not that we don't care otherwise.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. And look, we know how tight this could be in Pennsylvania. I think it's going to be tighter than the last time. It's going to be like 2016, even tighter. So anything like this potentially, and Bruce, doesn't this too edges toward the camp of voter integrity, that we just want to do things that are normal? We're not saying crazy voting machine things or anything else. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this. And if you don't want to do that, then you shouldn't be in charge of elections or overseeing what happens in any way, shape, or form. You should be relentless in trying to cut out all this.
I agree with that conceptually, Dom. I mean, you and I both know Al Schmidt. He's a good guy. And this, all of the, he's the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth. All of this stuff predated him.
Right.
We both think that Josh Shapiro is a good guy and tries to do the right thing most of the time. And, you know, while I don't agree with him politically a lot, I think he's honest. So, I mean, it's not as though these are bad people. It's they were handed this system that needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed in short order. And I went to great pains in the suit of not accusing anybody of doing anything intentionally wrong. Just here's what the law is. Here's what the 2022 election showed. What can we do to make sure that those errors don't happen again in 2024? I mean, we ought to all be allies. It won't be. It'll be adversarial, but it shouldn't be. And I'm hoping, because, you know, I think highly of Al Schmidt. I think highly of Governor Shapiro. I'm hoping it doesn't become adversarial.
Absolutely. When will this potentially, any timelines before the election, we hope, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I tried to short circuit it by filing it as a writ of mandamus, but the clerk in the federal court in Harrisburg said it has to be marked down as a complaint. You can say that you're anxious for it to be decided on, mm-hmm. and the judge might move more quickly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it happens. But I mean, my experience is when you go to the federal court and you don't have a long background of crying wolf, that they do, if you tell them it's important that you need a hearing real fast, or at least somebody to look at it real fast, my experience is that you get it. I think that they do try to address issues, you know, timely, especially when they're time-sensitive issues like we have here.
Absolutely. Well, Bruce, thank you. Please keep us in the loop of all things Bruce Castor. Can't get enough of it. Let's see what happens next.
I'm gonna see if I can be your partner sometime. We'll come down and we'll save the world together.
Absolutely, Bruce. And we'll have you. You have a great suit on while you're doing it.
Law partner, Giordano Castor.
Well, that's right. You know? I didn't graduate.
Or Castor
yet,
Giordano is what he called. Sounds better that way.
Yeah, no. Castor first, of course.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Bruce Castor. Here, guy stepped out of Hollywood. Dan, you got to see this guy back in the day. Oh my God. All right, so I file this. Here's how I file it. Under just another example, there are people out there pushing on this. So if you're not revved up in this and you're just expecting the worst, oh, they're going to win anyhow, I'll take it somewhere else. I mean, it's not about that. This is just another example, daily example. Look at the example over in Bucks County from Scott Presler. Hearing that now it's down to, in registrations, 537. We started at 1 million, it seems like, down to 537. And he gets a charge out of counting down with this. I can't imagine about 3 weeks from now when Democrats give up Bucks County. Let's see if the media covers it. Let's see if they get the story. All right, you got the side question, too. Hit us with that all-time association with the Wild West, the Old West, Arizona Day. Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to Mr. Castor on the radio, and what he said I agree with. But people don't understand that as long as you have mail-in ballots, you are never going to have an honest election. That's just the way it is. I mean, they were put in for COVID, and why are they still being used now? I mean, a liberal country like France,
right,
did away with mail-in ballots.
Okay, well, but the answer is the only way to do that is to win this upcoming election.
Yeah, but you know how I understand that, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, what was there on election night when they shut the polls counting in Pennsylvania? Trump was ahead by 500,000 votes.
Well, I don't know about 500,000, but here's the thing. The law now says, and that's what we're documenting here, Gary, you have to keep counting. You cannot stop the count. If your people are tired, you must have another group and tag them in. If they don't do that, Republicans are poised to go after them. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but that is something that cannot be allowed by law.
I understand that, but who is going to verify all these mail-in ballots? It's an impossible job.
All right, thank you, Gary. All right, so look, I heard him on this. If you want to get rid of mail-in ballots, you want to get rid of all this stuff, we have to use the tool in front of us. So that's all out on every front. How many times do we have to say this? If we want to keep on saying this, then we're going to lose. Do you want to win? That's the only thing on my mind. What does it take to win? Look at what Trump's done on the abortion issue. Today, they're out there beating the drum. 2 years, the Dobbs decision. Is it lighting the world on fire? No. It's getting some traction. Why is it not lighting the world on fire? Because Trump has diffused it in his own way. All right, coming up, big 1 o'clock hour. How many times have we talked about Trump saying there were some good people on both sides? Well, Snopes, the alleged arbiter of all things true and untrue, had just said over the weekend that President Trump was not praising white supremacists. I'll give you what they said. Joe Biden said the reason he ran is because Trump did praise white supremacists.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Knows when she's in it.
Yeah.
So in her mind, that car is not reliable. And that's what we are faced with here in Pennsylvania. So the United Sovereign Americans asked me to write this lawsuit and use it as a template for other states. And I've been contacted by other states already who are looking at this issue. And I read your producer sent me an article that was in WHYY. And I read it and I saw where the election officials are saying that these are debunked and that we did our own calculations. So that's nonsense. I mean, I got the total number of votes cast from the Department of State and the 125,000 I got from the Federal Election Commission. And I do know how to use a calculator and divide 125,000 into 5-point-some million votes and come up with the number of errors you're allowed to have. I mean, this isn't rocket science. And I just couldn't believe that nobody seemed to ask the obvious question was, wait a minute, okay, maybe it wouldn't have changed the election, but aren't you concerned that there's all these potential errors out there and we don't know why and we're doing nothing to fix them? Like, Dom, here's a perfect example. There were more than 9,100 votes cast, more than ballots cast in the 2022 election in Pennsylvania, 9,100 plus. So that means there are 9,100 more votes counted than there were ballots submitted. Well, you know that isn't right. You don't even have to think about that.
And people are not concerned to get to the bottom of why?
Evidently not. And that's what I'm asking the federal judge to do. I'm asking the federal judge to look at this and say, this is not that complicated. Are the numbers that Bruce says, are these true? And if they are true, or some of them are deductions that are reasonable, what are you doing about to fix this so that it doesn't happen when we actually really care about the outcome in a presidential election? Not that we don't care otherwise.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. And look, we know how tight this could be in Pennsylvania. I think it's going to be tighter than the last time. It's going to be like 2016, even tighter. So anything like this potentially, and Bruce, doesn't this too edge us toward the camp of voter integrity, that we just want to do things that are normal? We're not saying crazy voting machine things or anything else. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this. And if you don't want to do that, then you shouldn't be in charge of elections or overseeing what happens in any way, shape, or form. You should be relentless in trying to cut out all this.
I agree with that conceptually, Dom. I mean, you and I both know Al Schmidt. He's a good guy. And this, all of the, he's the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth. All of this stuff predated him.
Right.
We both think that Josh Shapiro is a good guy and tries to do the right thing most of the time. And, you know, while I don't agree with him politically a lot, I think he's honest. So, I mean, it's not as though these are bad people. It's they were handed this system that needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed in short order. And I went to great pains in the suit of not accusing anybody of doing anything intentionally wrong. Just here's what the law is. Here's what the 2022 election showed. What can we do to make sure that those errors don't happen again in 2024? I mean, we ought to all be allies. It won't be. It'll be adversarial, but it shouldn't be. And I'm hoping, because, you know, I think highly of Al Schmidt. I think highly of Governor Shapiro. I'm hoping it doesn't become adversarial.
Absolutely. When will this potentially, any timelines before the election, we hope, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I tried to short circuit it by filing it as a writ of mandamus, but the clerk in the federal court in Harrisburg said it has to be marked down as a complaint. You can say that you're anxious for it to be decided on, mm-hmm. and the judge might move more quickly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it happens. But I mean, my experience is when you go to the federal court and you don't have a long background of crying wolf, that they do. If you tell them it's important that you need a hearing real fast, or at least somebody to look at it real fast, my experience is that you get it. I think that they do try to address issues, you know, timely, especially when they're time-sensitive issues like we have here.
Absolutely. Well, Bruce, thank you. Please keep us in the loop of all things Bruce Castor. Can't get enough of it. Let's see what happens next.
I'm gonna see if I can be your partner sometime. We'll come down and we'll save the world together.
Absolutely, Bruce. And we'll have you. You have a great suit on while you're doing it.
Law partner, Giordano Castor?
Well, that's right. You know? I didn't graduate
or Castor
yet,
but, Giordano is what you call it. Sounds better that way.
Yeah, no. Castor first, of course.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bruce Castor here. Guy stepped out of Hollywood, Dan. You got to see this guy back in the day. Oh, my God. All right. So I file this. Here's how I file it. Under just another example, there are people out there pushing on this. So if you're not revved up in this and you're just expecting the worst, oh, they're going to win anyhow, I'll take it somewhere else. I mean, it's not about that. This is just another example, daily example. Look at the example over in Bucks County from Scott Presler. Hearing that now it's down to, in registrations, 537. We started at a million, it seems like, down to 537. And he gets a charge out of counting down with this. I can't imagine about 3 weeks from now when Democrats give up Bucks County. Let's see if the media covers it. Let's see if they get the story. All right, you got the side question, too. Hit us with that all-time association with the Wild West, the Old West, Arizona Day. Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to Mr. Castor on the radio, and what he said I agree with. But people don't understand that as long as you have mail-in ballots, you are never going to have an honest election. That's just the way it is. I mean, they were put in for COVID. And why are they still being used now? I mean, a liberal country like France did away with mail-in ballots.
Okay, well, but the answer is the only way to do that is to win this upcoming election.
Yeah, but you know how I understand that, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, what was it on election night when they shut the polls down, counting in Pennsylvania? Trump was ahead by 500,000 votes?
Well, I don't know about 500,000, but here's the thing. The law now says, and that's what we're documenting here, Gary, you have to keep counting. You cannot stop the count. If your people are tired, you must have another group and tag them in. If they don't do that, Republicans are poised to go after them. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but that is something that cannot be allowed by law.
I understand that, but who is going to verify all these mail-in ballots? It's an impossible job.
All right, thank you, Gary. All right, so look, I heard him on this. If you want to get rid of mail-in ballots, you want to get rid of all this stuff, we have to use the tool in front of us. So that's all out on every front. How many times do we have to say this? If we want to keep on saying this, then we're going to lose. Do you want to win? That's the only thing on my mind. What does it take to win? Look at what Trump's done on the abortion issue. Today, they're out there beating the drum. 2 years, the Dobbs decision. Is it lighting the world on fire? No. It's getting some traction. Why is it not lighting the world on fire? Because Trump has diffused it in his own way. All right, coming up, big 1 o'clock hour. How many times have we talked about Trump saying there were some good people on both sides? Well, Snopes, the alleged arbiter of all things true and untrue, had just said over the weekend that President Trump was not praising white supremacists. I'll give you what they said. Joe Biden said the reason he ran is because Trump did praise white supremacists.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.